Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of July, recording at 9:37 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, well, they were mostly steady. Now, that includes Japan. Good gains for the Hang Seng Index, 1.66%. And a particularly good gain for the Australian ASX 200 for a change. That was up over 2%. European stock markets closed the day out with reasonably good gains overall. And among those that are over 1%, see the German DAX, the Netherlands AEX and the Swiss OMX. The Americas looks of the major markets. Brazil have probably had the best gain, up 1.4%. Toronto, another firm performance, up 0.75%. Same for the Nasdaq, considerably higher. Or 0.79%, considerably better than the S&P, although that was up just over a quarter of a percent, as was the Dow. Now, those gains were paired somewhat around midday. Now, long-dated government bonds against that background eased today. The US dollar also eased. Now, not much against the euro, which is 122.77, but sterling's pushed up to 157.24, and that firm Aussie dollar is up again 1.0429. Precious metals had a strong morning for a change. They had previously seen a number of days of that pattern of a sell-off and then recovering later in the day. But they were firm at the outset and saw their highs really in around late morning UK time, and then had those gains pared back somewhat, but still closed well in the middle to lower middle side of their ranges. Gold is at 1581 and a half. Here as I speak, silver 2720. Platinum had one of the better gains, just under 1420. Now, crude oil was strong, 107.50 for the Brent, and that's up over 240, and WTI up almost as much at 92.21. The industrial metals were to the upside, except for nickel. Most of the agricultural commodities were higher. Exceptions were corn, which gave up its gains, closed with a small loss. Lumber closed with a small loss, as did rough rice. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, we've got a bit of a momentum move underway here. And that is, of course, putting more distance between current prices and those important early June lows. No sign yet of a repeat of the sell-off that we saw in late July last year, or beginning in late July last year, that led to that short sharp, what I described as a short sharp bear market for equities. And there's no reason why we need to repeat that pattern overall. That is what a number of investors have understandably been fearing recently. So markets are benefiting from the continued low interest rates in the West, where GDP growth is weak. They're also benefiting from and anticipating more monetary stimulus from Asia. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we don't see just that. So we're in a bit of a risk on period here right now. We're getting a little overbought on the very short-term stochastic indices, but we're not overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages, which are turning up. Overall, the patterns they perform well here since those early June lows. And we take the S&P, for instance, 1376. It's got to go down more than 50 points to take out rather the last little reaction low, which occurred earlier this month. So in other words, we've got a short-term uptrend within that very rangy overall medium-term uptrend since the 2009 low. Not all that bad an environment. And most sectors, or I should put it this way, more sectors are performing. For a long time, the performance was dominated by autonomies, and which became overextended, saw corrections earlier this month and last month, but dominated by autonomies and the high-yielding multinationals. And they still look they still look quite attractive overall. If this rally continues to gain momentum, or it extends it into, I should rephrase that. If this rally extends into the fourth quarter of this year, we can expect second line and or second tier rather, and or mid cap to small cap shares to take over some of the leadership as confidence picks up. Long-dated government bonds, well, they have been very steady. Little profit-taking today, as I mentioned. The total return indices for these, which you can see in the chart library, I posted one of them yesterday. They, of course, also remain firm, but overextended overall, and I think there's a little bit of complacency in the market that these are going to remain in form for quite some time. I'm with Tim Price in that I would have a strong preference for the sovereign debt of countries with strong balance sheets, not the Western debt. And I also have a preference for the corporate debt with strong balance sheets, but my preferred yield play would be with the high-yielding multinational equities, dividend aristocrat type companies. Looking at commodities, we've got gold ranging in this narrowing pattern, a triangular shaped pattern. Opinion is divided as to which way it will break out of this formation. The gold bugs are looking for the upside for the most part, but a number of people are looking at this pattern and saying, well, it's ranging at the lower side of what has been a medium-term correction. It's ranging near its September and December lows. September, or was it October low? October and December lows. I'm not sure. But people have noted that gold rallied very sharply off those lows, where it's ranging here currently, and therefore they fear that we may see a downward break first. That's possible. But I wouldn't say that it's probable at this stage, given some of the upward dynamics that we have seen within these ranges overall. And I think cyclically now we're moving towards a more favorable period. Have a look at John Hathaway's comments, in which I'll be posting shortly. Now, what else to mention here? This grain and bean surge, really, I've said it before, but it's a point worth repeating. This is going to affect consumers. It is going to mean higher prices in the supermarkets for a lot of products. Most of the things that are on shelves contain at least a little bit, if not a significant amount of either corn in its various forms, soybeans, or wheat. So higher prices will be evident later this year and next year. On the flip side of that, Americans at any rate are likely to see temporarily weaker or temporarily lower meat prices, particularly for beef, as farmers slaughter more of their livestock because the grain costs are going up, and the drought is a problem. I don't want them losing any further weight. Okay. Currencies. When we get this risk-on mode, as we're seeing here today, we tend to get the dollar easing a little bit, as you know, but all within overall ranges. The most vulnerable currency on a medium-term basis, I think, is still the euro among major currencies. The most overvalued currency, in my opinion, and more importantly, the opinion of Japanese exporters, is the yen. But it's steady. It's steady still, 78.58 against the US dollar. And let's see what Friday brings. Meanwhile, all the best.